This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We have devastating news. Unfortunately, Mitchell Robinson will miss the rest of the season with a stress fracture to that left ankle that he just had surgically repaired. We're going to break down exactly what happened and what the New York Knicks have to do now in response to this injury. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Mitchell Robinson suffers a stress fracture in his surgically repaired left ankle. And because of that, we now have the following update from SNY NBA insider Ian Begley. And unfortunately for Knicks fans, it is a terrible one. One of the things we could never have right now that we cannot afford to sustain is another injury. But that's exactly what we're facing right now. According to Ian Begley, Mitchell Robinson sustained a stress injury to his left ankle. And due to this, he will be reevaluated in 6 to 8 weeks. And given the injury he's suffering from and the weeks he's likely going to need to recover from it, his postseason is now officially over. According to Begley, though, he won't need surgery and will be rehabbing. He had tests done late in the afternoon yesterday, and that's when they found out about the stress fracture. Another NBA insider with the New York Post, Stephon Bondy, also gave us the following information about the Knicks and how they're going to respond in regards to Robinson's injury and absence. According to Bondy, without the 7-foot Robinson, the Knicks will lean heavily on starter Isaiah Hartenstein, who broke out in the regular season as a top-shelf center and continued that with 14 points in Monday's Game 1 win over the Indiana Pacers. This is absolutely a devastating update for the Knicks and, of course, New York Knicks fans. We did not need any more injuries at this point in time. We are already missing Bojan Bogdanović. We are already missing Julius Randle. And now we're going to miss Mitchell Robinson for the rest of the postseason. That means we're going to have to lean on iHeart, according to Steph Bondy. And we're also going to have to lean on Precious Achiuwa because we need other bigs. And if you look at that bench, besides Precious Achiuwa, you have Jericho Sims and maybe Mamadi Diakate, who's a power forward with size. But other than those guys, you have no other players on the roster with size. So you're going to need to lean on these players. You're going to have to play them a lot of minutes. And the problem is, if you get into foul trouble now, what are you going to do? You don't have Mitchell Robinson on the bench to back you up anymore. You're going to have to hope and pray Precious Achiuwa can do it, handle the workload, and not get into foul trouble himself. Because if he gets into foul trouble and iHeart's in foul trouble, I don't know what the Knicks are going to do. We already know with Tom Thibodeau in the postseason, he runs a very tight rotation, likely 7 bodies. But with this injury, he's going to have to expand that rotation. That's going to mean either Shake Milton or Alec Burke minutes. And Tom Thibodeau, he goes with experience. He goes with guys he trusts. And right now, looking at that bench, it's going to be Alec Burks, in my opinion. You're going to see Burks minutes. I don't know how many minutes he's going to play. It likely is going to be depending on how effective he is. If he's very effective, you're going to see him often. If not, you're going to see him here and there. So that way we can get somebody a rest. Because right now, the key is how many minutes can we rest our key players? Because all of that is going to come into play late in the game. If your players are playing 45, 46 minutes and it's late in game, all of that stamina is going to come into effect. And if they don't have it, it could hurt the Knicks. That's why we're going to have to be mindful with the players that we have, how we utilize them, and what lineups we put out there. It has to be what's working. Sometimes we're going to have to ride the hot hand, and sometimes the lineups out there are not going to look pretty. They're going to give up something, but we're going to have to allow it because they're doing something right. And depending on who's out there, it's going to allow for some of our players to get a rest. Again, with the limited amount of players that we have on our roster right now, you pair that with Tom Thibodeau and his focus on a tight rotation in the postseason, it does not look good for the Knicks regarding the players that they're going to have available and who they're going to be able to put in and sub in. Right now, I'm seeing Alec Burks and I'm seeing Preston Achiuwa coming off of that bench. That's how I figure it. Mitchell Robinson going down is a huge blow. A lot of people don't understand it. They don't see it. Some people say, oh, he's coming off the bench. It doesn't matter so much. No, it does. It absolutely does. I think we forget. Mitchell Robinson is one of the best offensive rebounders in the game today. He is one of the best in the postseason. If you look up the numbers of active players in the postseason who get offensive rebounds, it's Josh Hart, Mitchell Robinson, and Isaiah Hartenstein. After that, it falls off just a little bit and it goes to other teams. That's how impactful Mitchell Robinson is. Coming off of the bench and still one of the league leaders in the playoffs.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For offensive rebounds, that's what he gives this Knicks team. He also gives you block shots, and he puts the fear in opposing players to make them alter their shots, change up their play, and that helps the Knicks get another rebound and another second chance opportunity. Without Mitchell Robinson, it puts a huge hole at the center position, especially on the boards, because who's going to help fill that in? Maybe you can say Achiuwa, but is he going to be able to do it? During the regular season, he definitely was able to do that. But when the lights are brightest, when the games matter most, during the postseason, will he be able to do it? We really don't know because under the minutes he did play for Tom Thibodeau, it was very short. He didn't play long minutes. But in the minutes he did play, he was very successful, very impactful, and he did help the Knicks. I still remember the Embiid block. I still remember the Embiid defense. So because of that, I think he's ready and I think he can play for the moment. But you got to feel for Mitchell Robinson, always dealing with something, always has an injury, each and every year dealing with something. Prayers out to Mitchell Robinson. After he found out about the injury, he took to Twitter and he said the following. According to Robinson, this is so effed up, dog, like I don't even know what to say right now. It's truly unfortunate. Robinson's a very good guy. He wants to play. He plays through things. He's very tough. We just made a video about this, that he was dealing with significant pain, but he was still playing through it while waiting for the doctors to tell him what was going on with that ankle. So we now know he was playing some of that game with a stress fracture to that ankle. We have to give him props for that. Honestly, if he could go without doing more harm to that ankle, he probably would, but he can't. He's going to miss the rest of the postseason. It's unfortunate for him. And it's unfortunate because now a lot of Knicks fans, a lot of the narratives out there, especially when we go into the offseason, it's going to be Mitchell Robinson. Is he our center for the future? Is he durable enough? Should he be traded in a package for another player? I guarantee those conversations, if they haven't already started, they are absolutely going to start come this offseason. And it's unfortunate for Robinson because all he wants to do is play and be out there for the Knicks. But injuries, they have plagued him for his entire career. And now they're making him miss some of the best and most impactful games for the Knicks. But next man up mentality, I believe in that. And I think Tom Thibodeau is going to have this team well prepared and well ready to respond without Mitch. But it just poses another obstacle, another issue that we have to deal with. Something we shouldn't have to deal with. Why? why out of all seasons we have to pick this season to be one of the most injured teams on the entire NBA roster, especially going into the postseason. We have Julius Randle missing. We have Mitchell Robinson now missing. We have Bojan now missing. And Mitch and Bojan both got injured in the postseason again. We just can't catch a break. Each and every time I look at the injury report, there is somebody new on it for the Knicks. And I just don't understand why. And I understand it's the postseason. They're going to play through injury. They're going to play through discomfort. And I appreciate that. I appreciate Mitchell Robinson. But after reading this update, I got to say, it really hurts. It really hurts to see another Knick player go down with an injury. How many more players are we going to have go out with injury? How much do we have to deal with? We are already dealing with so much, playing with so many obstacles. Poor Jalen Brunson playing basically a 1-on-5 some nights. And then if the role players have it going, he gets some help. But on the nights that they're off or they're not doing anything, he has even more pressure on him to score. It's just an unfortunate situation for this Knicks team to be in. But I believe in them. I still think they can go far. Here's this thing. I still think they can get to the NBA Finals with the roster that they have. Now, obviously, a lot is going to have to go right. But I still believe in them. But losing Mitchell Robinson, it is an absolute blow. I don't know who would think it's not a blow. I don't know who would think in their right mind that losing Mitchell Robinson is not significant. Let me tell you, if you believe that, you're wrong. Mitchell Robinson is a key player for this team. He was a key player off the bench. Losing him is massive. Now, I know what you guys are going to say. Mitchell Robinson barely gives us anything on offense anyways. He's a big defender for the Knicks. I understand that. But the threat, the lob threat that's there, which Jalen Brunson did go to during that game one against Indiana, that makes him a little bit more of a threat in the paint. It opens up a little bit more space in the paint for Jalen Brunson. All of these things are factors. You have to look at them. Without him there, Indiana's going to have more confidence in the paint. They're going to think, oh, if I just get Ihart in foul trouble, I can do anything I want to do in the paint. It's going to give them more confidence. That's something we have to think about. I do not like this injury. I hate the fact that the Knicks are dealing with so many things right now, but I know they are going to respond. They're going to take it to Indiana once again, and they are going to take game two and go on the road to Indy up 2-0. I get it. I understand. It's easy to be upset. It's easy to be sad. It's easy to be angry right now. But you know what? We have to believe. We have to have faith. We have to know that this Knicks team is going to do everything in their power, give us everything that they have when they're on the floor to make sure we come out victorious tonight. Believe in this team. I believe. If you believe, leave a comment below and let me know that as well. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below, and of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.